Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Good evening. How are you?
Good evening.
All right.
Good evening, Sister Geraldine.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
Good. Sister Shirley, if you can go ahead and start reading Joshua 16 for us as we wait for others to join.
I think it's Auntie Carrie.
Did I have Carrie?
Yeah, I think she was there.
I can't hear.
Yes, Auntie Carrie.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at the wrong thing. I'm sorry. She's going to open.
Matter of fact.
Sorry about that. Yes,
okay.
Care.
I'm going to hang up and call back in. I can't hear.
Matter of fact. Can you hear okay now?
I can't hear. Too much static. It's a lot of static.
I can hear.
Okay.
Is that better, Sister Shirley?
Yes, it's a little better. Thank you.
I can barely hear Sister Shirley.
I'm going to hang up and call back in.
Okay.
You want me to start reading now?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Joshua chapter 16. And the lot of the children of Joseph fell from Jordan by Jericho unto the water of Jericho on the east, to the wilderness go up from Jericho throughout Mount Bethel, and go out from Mount Bethel to Luz, and pass along unto the border of Chiron, and go down westward to the coast of Japhalah, unto the coast of Beth Horon, and neither, and to the together, and the going of there are at the sea. So the children of Joseph, Manasseh, and Ephraim took their inheritance, and the borders of the children of Ephraim, according to their family, was thus, even the border of their inheritance on the east side, to Rothahar and Beth Dorshan, the upper. And the border went out toward the sea to Mishmer, and to the north side of the border that border about eastward unto Tin Shalah, and passes by the east of Jenhar. And it went down from Jinhar to Arah and Naron, and came to Jericho, and went out to Jordan. the border went out from Tupelo westward to the River of Key, and going on out there was at sea. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Ephraim by their family. And they separated the cities, but the children of Ephraim were among the inheritance of the children of Manasseh, and the city and villages. And they drove out the Canaanites and dwelled in Gezer. But the Canaanites would dwell among the Ephraimites until this day and serve on the tribute. Amen.
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 We can hear you. Sorry. You're fading in and out.
Okay. I have Loretta.
That's better.
Auntie Carrie. Hubert, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, Auntie Dot, Mom, and myself. Did I miss anyone?
Looks like Daniel called in.
All right, Danny Man, how are you? Daniel,
I called in and listen, okay?
Listener, okay, got you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We appreciate you calling in, if nothing else. All right.
Amen.
Let's go ahead and get started with our call. Just want to welcome everyone to the Nellens Family and Friends Walking with Jesus weekly program. We are gathered here as a family to give God honor and to praise his name. This is
Amen.
The day the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Let's go ahead with our opening prayer that's led by Sister Shirley.
Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that you have allowed these, your children, to come together another week to meditate and share your holy word. Father, we thank you for watching over us all week long as we came and as we went. Father, thank you that you did not allow any hurt, harm, or danger to come upon us. We thank you that you have allowed us to endure our heartaches and pain. For in your word, you promised to never leave us or forsake us. And right now, Lord, we thank you for being a faithful and just God. Lord, we need you every day and every hour. And as we gather here this evening, we need your Holy Spirit to guide us through this worship hour. Bless each home that's represented on this line. Bless our families, our communities, and all our loved ones near and far. Keep us, Lord, and teach us to be a blessing to each other and all others that stand in the need of a blessing. We ask all these blessings in your Son Jesus' name. Let us all say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful prayer, Sister Shirley. Okay. Before I begin the next part of the program, it's going to be the worship song. But before I do, I just wanted to put out there again, if anyone has any suggestions of songs that they would like to have to the program, just I guess text Mom with the name of the song and we'll take care of it and put it in the program for listening purposes, okay?
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Have a call, Angela.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Loretta.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening. Is that... Oh, God. I just want a blank. I don't think that's Auntie Janet. That's her sister.
Marie.
Auntie Marie, is that you?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, praise good God. Evening. Good
evening. Praise the Lord.
All righty. Give me a minute. Guys, I did want to share one other thing. If you're having problems with the sound, if it's just sound really staticky, if you can just lower your volume just a little bit, sometimes it sounds a lot better. And I will lower mine, but Loretta's going to be my listener and let me know how things are going on her end, okay?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The song. Okay, the song for today is The Battle is the Lord by Yolanda Adams. Loretta gave me feedback that was going in and out. So, Loretta, if you can try to play it for us, please.
Oh, yeah.
Let it turn.
Go ahead and get into our program. Just want to say a little affirmation here. Lord, we know that you are here in our presence as there are two or more gathered here tonight to share your word and some good news. As always, if you don't have any news to share this evening, just say pass when your name is called. We would like to start our program off with Auntie Carrie.
I'm reading in Matthew chapter 24. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciple came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be a famine, and pestilence, and earthquake in divers places. All these things are the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you unto the affliction, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and they shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many, and cause iniquity shall abound, and love of many wax cold. But this he shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Matthew 24. The next person I have is Loretta.
Okay, my reading is out of Joel Osteen, Overcome Opposition. God has always given us opportunity to move forward in life. It is God's desire that you grow and reach your full potential. Anytime you take a step forward, the enemy will try to bring opposition and adversity against you. But God promises that through him, you can overcome any opposition the enemy brings your way. When you step out in faith and opposition comes, stand your ground and keep doing what you know to do. Keep on praying, reading the Bible, and going to church and walking in love and forgiveness. Keep your heart tender and speak words of hope and victory over your life. When the enemy sees you are more determined than he is, he will back down and you'll move forward to new levels of victory. So stay focused and full of joy no matter what comes against you. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Joel Osteen. Next, we'll have Hubert.
I'll be coming out of Proverbs 24, verse 26 to 33. An honest counselor is like a kiss on the lips. Finish your outdoor work and get your field ready. After that, build your house. Do not testify against your neighbor without cause, or use your lips to deceive. Do not say, I do to him as he had done to me. I paid that man back for what he did. I went past the field of the slugger, past the vineyard of the man who lacked judgment. Thorns had come up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds, and the stone wall was in ruin. I applied my heart to what I observed and learned a lesson from what I saw. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hand to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit, and scarcity like an armed man. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Hubert, for that reading out of Proverbs. Okay. Next, I have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Psalms and reading the first chapter. Blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, not standing in the way of the sinners, not sitting in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in its season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the seat of judgment, nor the sinner in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Next we have Sister Shirley.
Amen. I'm coming out of 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, starting at verse 7. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always We always carry around in our bodies the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our bodies. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal bodies. So then death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. With the same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Next, we have Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm reading Psalm 37. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? Fret not thyself because of evildoer, neither be thou evil against the worker of iniquity. But they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desire of thy heart. Commit thy ways into the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth that righteousness as the light, and that judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in this way, because the man who bringeth weakly devise his act. See from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Amen.
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 Amen. Thanks for that reading. Auntie Dot out of Psalms. Next I have Auntie Marie, would you like to share any good news with us tonight?
You heard me?
No, ma'am.
Hello?
I didn't hear you. Would you like to share any good news with us tonight?
I just want you to understand.
Okay. He passed.
Amen.
Yes, he passed. Amen.
All right. Thank you for that. Next, we have Mom.
I can't hear.
Okay. I'm coming out of Mark chapter 8, starting at the 31st verse. Jesus predicted death. He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and the teacher of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days raised again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. Get behind me, Satan, he said. You do not have in mind the thing of God, but the thing of men. Then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, if anyone will come after me, he must deny himself and pick up his cross and follow me. For whosoever wants to serve want to save his life will lose it. But whosoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good it is for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adultery and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes to his Father. Glory will the holy angel. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mom. All righty. And Daniel's a listener. Auntie Marie's a listener. I should have covered everyone in our first round, so we'll move right along to our next section of the program. For the sick and shut-in. Before I start, do we have any new people on the list? I only have Auntie. I have Auntie Wally, Auntie Dot, Kamisha, and Joseph. Are there any others who would like to add to the list?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. As you bow your heads, please. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, we want to take this moment to pray for all sick and shut in and for our families and friends with a special prayer for the following: Auntie Wallene, Auntie Di, Kamisha, and Joseph. We know Jesus is the Lord of our life. We know that sickness and disease have no power over us. Jesus bore our sickness and carried our pain. For God sent his word and healed us out of Psalms 107:20. So Lord, thank you for loving us. We know that you hate what these illnesses are doing to our loved ones and family. So we ask in the name of Jesus that you would heal this disease and have compassion to bring healing from all sicknesses in their bodies. Help us to trust in you, Lord, for there is nothing too hard for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. The next item on our agenda is acknowledging birthdays. We're looking at starting today, June 28th, through Saturday, July the 4th. I have only one, and that's PJ Huffman. On July the 1st, are there any other birthdays that anybody would like to share?
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
All righty then. Auntie Dot, did you see my phone last time? You have to keep up with me. Auntie Dot, would you sing the birthday song for us this week?
Yes. Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Amen.
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 Happy birthday.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
All righty. Let's go ahead with that second round. Again, if you have any poems or songs or testimonies you would like to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. We'll start off with Loretta.
Okay, I have a prayer that I would like to share. And it goes on to say, Heavenly Father, thank you for making us strong through adversity. We thank you that because you are faithful to us, we can be faithful to you. Now give us your wisdom to make the right decision and the strength to stand strong no matter what life brings. Amen.
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 Thank you, Loretta. All right, so next we have Auntie Carrie.
Yes. I want to read this little handout for sisters. A sister is a gift to the heart, a friend to the spirit, and a golden thread to the meaning of life. People come and go. Friend changes on you like the weather. But a real sister is with you in your heart forever. A sister is as sweet, I innocent, S super, T talent, E extraordinary, R remarkable. A sister is a different flower from the same garden. A sister is God's way of proving he doesn't want us to walk alone. God bless sisters everywhere.
Amen.
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 Thank you for sharing that, Auntie Carrie. Next I have Hubert.
Yes, I have a testimony. I'd like to thank all of you all for your prayers for my son that was in prison. He got out Thursday. They paroled him out to Macon, Georgia.
Amen.
Amen.
God, hallelujah.
Amen.
Prayer work.
Yeah.
All righty, thank you for sharing the good news, Hubert. All righty, next we have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I just want to read some things that we need to meditate on.
Amen.
It says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Betty, for this meditation. Next I have Sister Shirley.
Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our struggles. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. When you feel a little prayer we're turning, and you know a little fire is burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Sister Shirley. Next we have Auntie Dot.
Yes, we'll read a little poem. Dear God, nothing is impossible for you or your son. I just have to remember all the things that you had done. You are the one who made the mountain and the one who parted the sea. Thank you, God, that you also the one who cared for me. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that poem, Auntie Dot. Next we have Mom.
I pass.
All righty. Okay. Auntie Marie, did you want to do a second round, or are you just a listener for all to this evening?
listening. Just listening.
All righty. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Well, that actually concludes the second round. So what we'll do right now is assign parts for next week for any volunteers. And let's start off with Joshua 17. Do I have a volunteer to read Joshua 17? Okay, I got Mom on that one. How about the opening prayer? Did I get a volunteer? All righty. Next, we'll do the closing prayer. Do I have a volunteer for the closing prayer? Okay. All righty. We will go ahead into our closing prayer that's led by Hubert.
Amen.
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 My Heavenly Father, thank you for the cross, Lord, the blood you shed for me, for your new mercy every day, your grace and liberty. Thank you for my friends, Lord, and all our family. Keep each one next to your heart and hold them tenderly. Thank you for my ears to hear and for my eyes to see. When I am still and read your word, please show your truth to me. When I rise up each morning and give my day to you, let the sun arise in my heart and let his love shine through. Before I make decisions, remind me I must pray. Let everything I say and do be in a loving way. Reach out to others through me, the hurting, sad, and lost. As Jesus gave his life for me, Lord, I will pay the cost. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Hubert, for the closing prayer. Now we will have our final worship song. It's by Travis Green. It's the 2017 Stellar Award performance. And it's by Jonathan McReynolds, Travis Green, Jonathan Butler, and Israel Halton.
Amen.
Amen.
And Loretta, you got that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Let every guitar with string praise the Lord. You make me as happy as I can be. Your love is a guarantee. In a world of changes, you and I together stay on my mind. You are the truth and the life. There's no other way. I gotta have you. I gotta have you. Yeah, gotta have you. I gotta have you, oh Lord. I gotta have you. I gotta have you. I gotta have you. I gotta have you. I gotta have you, oh Lord. Oh. I gotta have you. You make a way.
Song of the year, y'all.
When my back's against the wall. Thank you.
falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus.
Chosen to be doing something else, but you chose to gather with us and bless us with your presence and God's word. So we thank you. In closing, we thank God for the way that he has been with us during this time. And we ask him to continue to inspire and protect us as we leave and move into our next week. To God be the glory. Amen. Everyone have a safe and blessed week. And also, happy 4th of July. Be safe. Have fun. Amen.
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 Love you all.
Amen.
Have a blessed week.
Love you. Good night.
Love
you all.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Yes, Daniel.
Night.
Yeah, Danny.
It's me. It's me. It's me, oh Lord.
Amen. Auntie Carrie missed that one. Amen. Praise Lord, Jay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I tell Carrie she missed that one. Praise God. We love you, Daniel.
We love
have
you.
Blood.
All right. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.
Good night, everyone.